This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And right here, we'll resume the conversation started last week with Extension State Leader in Horticulture at K-State, Cheryl Boyer. Everything is revolving around how folks adapt to the coronavirus situation in this country. And last week we talked, Cheryl, about what Extension is doing here in Kansas to continue that flow of information to home gardeners through all of this. But we wanted as well to take a look at what the commercial gardening sector is doing in that respect. And obviously they're having to adapt. What are some of the things you're observing there?
Well, so a lot of our garden centers are adapting very quickly to curbside pickup situations. So they are developing websites that have photos of their products and the ability to pick them out, pay for it, all in a touchless transaction. Across the country, different businesses are approaching it differently. I read about one drive-through pansy sale where they just had two employees and it was the owner and his brother that they arranged it. You had an assigned pickup time. You come at that time to get your product. And if you come outside of that time, you will not be allowed to pick up your product and you'll have to reschedule. So they're trying to be really safe and keep this social distancing. And, you know, also outdoors, a lot of garden centers are outdoors, but we do have touchable surfaces, usually when you're doing a checkout situation. So a lot of the garden centers are moving towards different methods of paying online. And there are a lot of resources to do that well. And they're working their way through them. So fortunately, we're still sort of early in the gardening season. If you know anything at all about garden centers, it's a very, very seasonal business. And they do the vast majority of their business in April, May, and June. And they are hustling to get things listed online. But I imagine if you don't see what you're looking for at your favorite garden center on their website, call and ask. And I bet you they can tell you whether they have it and they will put it in your order and make it available. Is it a substitute for wandering the garden center and just getting some joy? No, it's not, but we'll be back there soon. So let's make sure we keep engaging with our plant suppliers, both as we do some beautification and food gardening at our own gardens and keep our garden centers in business.
Cheryl, it would be easy for folks in these very unusual times to suspend part or all of their typical gardening activity. But again, you want folks to pursue those activities as much as they normally would. And part of this is to keep those local garden centers in business. You're concerned about that.
I am concerned. I mean, with any kind of business, we're worried about the long-term viability. And I know that our garden centers in the state are worried about their own employees. So anything we can do to keep them busy is really helpful. Now, most of the garden centers are still open. So if you're practicing social distancing, if you're following all the recommendations, I think it's still really a safe place to be. A lot of these companies, like landscaping companies, for instance, they're not usually right up next to each other. So they are pretty safe with doing projects outdoors and providing plants. And most of those businesses are small, family-owned, tight-knit groups, and they know each other well, and they know how to keep track of each other's health and safety, and they know how to do the things that we've been recommending, while also helping those of us who are a bit more homebound to have a higher quality of life as well.
So any parting thoughts in as far as supporting those garden centers and approaching those purchases with common sense about what you do?
Yeah. So I just want to remind folks to take some time to do some planning. This is an excellent time to plan. Look to see how your local garden center or garden centers are handling it. Give them a phone call, make your list. And, you know, I'd encourage you just to say, if there's anything else that you think I'll enjoy, throw it in my cart. I'd really be happy to have that.
Appreciate the comments as always, Cheryl. We'll talk again soon and stay safe amidst all of this. Thank you.
Thanks.
Cheryl Boyer with us, Extension State Leader in Horticulture at K-State. And Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.